Lucky to be joined now by Garrett Bowles. And Garrett, first of all, welcome to Colorado. We're happy to have you here. You said that this is like home for you. You feel like you're home. When you see the scene that we see behind us right there, the snow, do you feel at home?
This is home, man. Yeah, you know, it snows and then it melts. And then it snows and sticks and then it melts. So it's home, man. This is just how Utah is. But, you know, we have mountains all around us at Utah. You guys only have mountains on one side. So it's the same thing, man. The air is the same. The people are the same. They're friendly. They're kind. And this is just a great place to be.
When you're here for your official visit a couple weeks ago, the weather was nicer. But I know you got a chance to sit down with Coach Joseph and John Elway. What was that meeting like? And why do you think that meeting may have led to this day?
They just wanted to see the type of player I am. You know, it had nothing to do with if I can play football. They already knew that. They just wanted to see, does my character of people saying match up with the person I am today? And it did. I'm the same person every day. You know, faith, family, football, this is my sign. And because it's the three big most important things in my life. So I'm just grateful and honored to be here. I'm grateful to work with my teammates and to just earn their trust and, you know, do everything I can to contribute as fast as I can to help our team win the Super Bowl.
Why do you think, you know, you were at Snow College, Utah? How did those steps lead you to the NFL, and how did they get you ready for the NFL?
Well, first I had to go to Snow College because I never pushed myself in school. But then I took school very seriously and, you know, did what I had to do to take care of my grades and led me to Utah. And Utah just prepared us. You know, Devontae Booker's here, which is a great Utah running back that, you know, runs hard and does what he needs to do. But, you know, all of us Utah boys, you know, are going to have a great careers because Coach Whittingham teaches us tough, smart guys, and he wants guys that are just tough-nosed guys that are physical, that love the game of football, and do whatever it takes to battle next to your brother.
You've got a mentality to you on the football field that John Elway loves. He's talked about it already. But then we see you with your son and your family, and you've got a charisma about you, too. How do you square those two personalities, you know, off the field, Garrett, and on the field, Garrett?
Well, first, I'm a mature guy, and I have my priorities straight. So, like I said, faith, family, football is something I strive. But when I cross to the white lines, you're a dead man, man. And I'm going to do whatever it takes to help my team win. And you touch my quarterback, it's like touching my wife. I'm going to beat you up for it. And same when I come off the field, I know how to flip the switch, go back into, you know, I love my family, love everything.
We saw a lot of you on draft night and your son and your beautiful family. How important was it to have them there in Philadelphia? It
means the world to me. Like I said, my family means the world to me, my faith means the world to me, and football means the world to me. So all those three together were there, and I'm just so grateful. You know, my family's so close. My mom and dad was there, my biological father, Grove, was there, Coach Whittingham, Coach Harding was there, and my in-laws, you know, Dorian and Shannon were there. So I had all my loved ones. I got to share that special moment that only happens once. And now it's up to me what I do with it and it's up to me how I want to work hard and do the things I need to do to be successful on and off the field.
We saw you with Menelik Watson earlier in the cafeteria, another tackle. You guys are going to be charged with protecting that quarterback. When you see the guys that the Broncos already have on that offensive line, do you feel like you can fit in well with that group?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I wouldn't be here if they didn't think that. And, you know, like I said, I got to earn their trust. It's not their job to come out my way and be buddies with me. You know, they're going to give me a hard time because I'm a first-round draft pick, and that's what it comes with it. But you know what? I want them to know that I'm going to love them dearly. And when they're struggling, they can always come to me. You know, with anything, it doesn't matter. If it's something that's so small, something so big, I'm always going to be open on. And, you know, I think that's, you know, you have great leaders like Von Miller, and that's who he is. You know, he loves the people he works with. He loves the game of football. You know, I can't wait to become friends with him and see what he has offered me to craft my game better and give me the tools that I need to make myself a better tackle, make me more reliable, and make me, you know, a franchise tackle here. And that's what I plan on doing, is just working my butt off and getting where I need to be, learning this offense, and just, you know, like I said, help us win big games and just contribute as fast as I can.
Lastly for us, what are you looking forward to in the next week? What do you need to do to get yourself ready and to get back here for that rookie minicamp?
I'm ready, man. This is a surreal moment, but, you know, I'm going to go work out and stay in shape and get myself better, get back onto my diet because, you know, traveling, you get a lot off of it. But just become strict and dial in and get ready to roll. Come in here with, you know, open arms and knowing that, you know, there's going to be hard times and there's going to be good times. But those hard times are going to make the good times that much sweeter, and that's what's going to happen. And I just can't wait till the season starts and I get to hit some people, man, and help my team win the Super Bowl and see how far we can go. We have a special group here. You know, Coach Elway does a heck of a job bringing in guys that want to play football. You know, we're not the most prettiest or anything like that. We just come in here and work, and we work hard. And we want to come in here and, you know, win Super Bowls. And that's all Mr. Elway is about. And that's how this organization is. Nothing to do about any side besides the bonds of this team. And, you know, if you come here, it's special because the guys want to work and they're going to work you and they're going to push you hard. And I want them to do that. And I'm planning on them doing that because I'm going to do the same thing for them. I'm going to hold them accountable as they hold me accountable. And we're going to do something special.
Well, I can already tell you, Broncos country has reached out. They love you. They love your family. And I know you're going to love this weather in December. So we really appreciate you taking the time, Garrett.
Thanks, brother. Man.